Let's begin by singing number 355. Praise God. I need thee every hour. 355.
Confessing our great need of you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help us always to realize that in our own strength we cannot live the life you want us to, Lord. But we acknowledge this morning again that we begin this day depending totally on you.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, help us to realize our own frailty. Help us to realize that we cannot even please you, even though our intentions are good. And you help us, O God. Pray that you would come to the village girls at this time and help them also to realize their need of you. Some of them are struggling,
yes, Lord,
spiritually, Lord. Some of them have questions, perhaps, raised in Christian homes, but still have questions. And, O God, we pray that you would come to them, especially this morning in their worships, as they look into your word. And as the counselors presented in whatever manner, Lord, Jesus, come to our girls. Keep them for yourself, Lord.
God, come to these young ladies.
Keep them pure and holy and
yes,
spotless
Lord.
Before you, Jesus.
Father,
and we thank you for your work among us. We commit ourselves to you this day, relying totally on your help in all matters. In Jesus' name I ask this. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I ever dreamed. I'm learning. Learning. We're all learning. Praise God. If you do it and it doesn't work, then it wasn't Jesus, right? And so then you learn. Okay, Lord, help me to trust you. Teach me not to trust in myself. Show me the difference. Show me when I'm trusting in my own efforts and not really putting my trust in Christ. And the Lord will teach us. And we learn sometimes by mistakes, but he covers over them. And he knows our hearts. He knows we want to please him. Brother Gardner used to tell us young men when we were training for ministry, if you feel the Holy Spirit is prompting you to say something, go ahead and get up and say it. And he said, and if it wasn't the Lord, I'll tell you. That's what scared us. That's why we didn't get up. But he was very loving. And he was saying, listen, you'll make mistakes sometimes, but God sees your heart if you're doing something because you want to please him and it's not perfect, oh, God sees your heart and he'll teach you and you'll do better the next time and you'll learn some precious lessons. Some of us never want to learn by making any mistakes. We just we're perfectionists. We want to do it right the first time, every time. But life doesn't work that way. Neither does the Christian life. We have to be willing to make some mistakes and launch out and trust that the Lord will catch us and guide us. And so, again, remember, Jesus always sees the intent of your heart, first of all. You know, man looks at the outward appearance, but God sees the heart. And that counts for very much with him. Hallelujah. And so, let's learn to lean on Jesus. Let's also sing another song about leaning, 298. Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. 298 in our hymn book. Praise God.
What a blessedness.
When I was a kid, I'd go to the beach with my parents, my family, and for some reason, my father always felt some great need to bring me out and make me face the waves. You know, come on, Kenny, let's go out. No, Dad, no. And he'd chase me and grab me, and then we'd go out, and these waves were coming in. Maybe it was Jones Beach. And he would just hold me. He'd stand behind me, and he'd hold me. He'd say, okay, this one we're going to jump over. Ready? Here it is. Okay, jump, and we'd go. Oh, this one we can't jump. Just hold your breath. Oh, no. And then this thing would come crashing down on us. But he was behind me. And I didn't get washed away on shore. But leaning on him, I could face the power of those waves. And I think about that sometimes when I lean on Jesus. You know, he's right there. And, you know, he knows what's coming. And he doesn't say, okay, you're on your own. But he says, listen, hold on. We'll get through this. And we do. We do every time. Every time we've gotten through. And you find out it's not your power. It's not your strength. It's the strength is in leaning on him. You tap into his power. And praise God. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. And he never asks us to do anything but that he'll do it in us and through us and be there with us. And I'm so glad for that this morning. Hallelujah. Let's sing that chorus again, and then let's be free. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God's been so good to us, and hallelujah. The meetings are getting better all the time for me. I want to stay, but my wife told me I have to go home. Leave.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. believe. Savior, raise my faith and live.
I don't know what it is, but I trust your judgment. 96. Amen. Praise God. The Savior can solve every problem. 96.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Every problem, Jesus, you're able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, wonderful Lord. For he is able.
One time I was giving a little talk to the young people, I guess, the children, and I made a big clock. And I went through the New Testament and maybe some of the Old, and I was interested in the different things that God did at different times of the day. He spoke to the woman at the well about 12 o'clock in the afternoon. There was something that he did at 5 in the afternoon, and I don't remember all of them, but it was interesting. And then, of course, when we read about Calvary, we know Jesus went to the cross about 9 in the morning, and 12 o'clock he cried, "My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And sometime later he said this and gave up the ghost and so on. And I just wanted to emphasize to them that God's working all the time. In the morning, at noon, in the evening, praise God, and that we can, any time of the day, we can expect the Lord to work in us, to speak to us, to get our answer to prayer through somehow, and that we should always keep our hearts open to Him, always be looking to Him and expecting Him to move in our lives and in the situations that we find ourselves in. That'd be interesting. You ought to do that sometime. Check out the times. And then maybe at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you'll say, "Jesus, at 2 o'clock you did this for that person." And maybe you can do that same thing for me or whatever it is that I need. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just want to say thank you to the staff. They're not all here yet. Maybe I should wait. But tell them I said thank you. It's been such a joy just being here on the grounds. I don't usually come second period. So it was a little different for me. I didn't know who would be here and what staff we'd have, but I've been so pleased to see how you guys have been working together and striving to please the Lord. I trust that God will help you along those lines. It's tough when you're working together with people, a lot of different personalities, and everybody's going through different things, and But we love each other, and we want to please the Lord. We want to glorify God and serve His people. And God sees that, and God will work everything out. We've been praying that God will let there be real unity and love among our staff, because that has such a bearing on our meetings and just what God can do on the grounds. And so I know that God has been doing some wonderful things along those lines for us. And we're learning lessons. We heard about that already. Learning to lean, learning to love, learning to grow, learning to see Jesus in one another, and so on. But it's been so nice in the dining room. I often say that the waitresses are so attentive that while you're eating, you can feel them looking at you. You just feel it. You just touch your coffee cup and someone runs over there. But really, I've really noticed the way that they interact with the people, and very willing to help and very pleasant. So I thank you. Thank you for that. And we wouldn't need waitresses unless we had kitchen staff, right? And I don't see what you guys are doing down there. But you must be doing something right, because I'm not going away hungry. That's for sure. The food's been delicious. Now we have a new cook. And I know Brother Rich, he's a good cook as well. And so you'll be well taken care of, I'm sure. And then on the grounds, just to see the guys working, driving by in the truck. Just so pleasant. I always have something nice to say, and just interacting with them and seeing how they work together down at the beach. Boy, I thought about those guys. They were making a bonfire for us. And I thought, boy, don't they have enough to do now? When the day's almost over, they got to dig a hole and lug wood over there and make the bonfire and move all the chairs around and the benches. And then when we're gone, they got to move them all back again the next morning. But it didn't look like anybody was complaining. They were happy to do it. I heard Brother Tom, he wanted to help, and he was walking by. You guys, you need some wood? Oh, no, we'll take care of it, Brother Tom. No, I don't want you guys to do it, all the work. So Tom dragged himself back, but everyone was willing to pitch in, do their part. I can go down the whole list, and that's always dangerous because you forget people, right? I'm glad I didn't have to see the nurse, but I was glad she was there when I, if I did. They took care of my wife, and I hope that Lily doesn't continue this limping when we get home. But is she okay, Jean?
Doing well.
She's doing well, okay. Don't try it, hon. Okay. And the housekeepers, I hear them in the morning, sweeping and so on. We've had wonderful accommodations, and whenever we've needed something, they've been right there to help us. And so that really contributes to the blessing at camp when you have a staff like that. Go into the office. There's M&Ms. I mean, what more could you ask? and the people are nice too, and they greet you warmly and help you with anything you need, and so accommodating. But really, that the staff really more than you realize, really helps to create an atmosphere at camp where people can touch God and can be refreshed. And you know, the world is a harsh place, and we feel that when we go out into the world. And I've been speaking to some of our guests, and oh my, what problem! You wouldn't know by talking with them what problems, what things they deal with, what trials, what heavy hearts, what broken hearts. And they come here to camp and to have a place where there's love and peace, and where we can touch God together without hindrance. It means everything. It means the difference between them going home changed or them going home disappointed. And so it's not all on the preacher. If a meeting's good, that's not to the preacher's credit. That has to do with everybody touching God, everybody being in faith, everybody yielding to the Lord and listening for His word. Praise God. And so, again, I want to thank you and pray that you'll keep it up for Brother Keith now. And it should be better this week than it was the first. It should get better all the time. I know you'll enjoy his ministry. He has a real touch of God upon his life. And I know the young people enjoy him especially. Brother Keith can't help but be funny. He's in his DNA. He was born that way. He'll tell a story, and it's just a perfectly normal story, but somehow you got to laugh at the end, and then he'll slip something into your soul as you're laughing. That'll be good for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there another song that someone would like to sing that we haven't sung, maybe? Or
321.
321? Did you say the same one? Okay, let's try both of them. We can do both, okay? 321 first, because his name is Kenneth. 321. Raise your hand if you're leaving. Just a few of us? Okay. Praise God. Let's pray for those that are leaving. Let's pray for our sister, that God will bless her, her daughter. So glad that we got to meet them. And we used to be told that if you can only come to camp for just a very short time, that God can do a very quick work. And I always think of that when there are those that are just here for a day or two. God doesn't want them to go home empty, but he wants to go home full. And Jesus knows how to do that. Praise God. Lily, will you pray for our sister, her daughter?
Dear Lord, we thank you that Sister Shang and her daughter were able to be here this weekend, Lord God. And we thank you for all that you've done in their hearts.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, Lord, that as they go home, they would feel your presence, oh God, with them, and yes, that you would continue to work in them, Lord, as they go home, that they would see your hand, oh God.
Yes.
And that they would respond to your call in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Lisa, what song was that? 31 in
the White Book.
In the White Book as well.
Blessing, now it is the Lord. One
was busy planning, now 'tis trustful prayer. Once 'twas anxious bearing, now he holds the care. Once 'twas what I wanted, now what Jesus says. Once 'twas constant asking, now 'tis ceaseless praise. All in all, forever, Jesus, in everything, and Jesus, and Jesus, everything. Once it was my working, now it hence is again. Once I tried to use him, now he uses me. Once the power I wanted, now the mighty one. Once for self I labored, now for him alone. All in all, forever, Jesus will I see.
Lisa,
yeah.
Why? Why this song?
This is a good prayer because the beginning of each of the lines are like where I'm at or where I was.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't attained everything, but I like what he has in there because I feel like as the Lord is working, then I get to attain the next part. And so it's just like a prayer.
Praise God. Amen. Yeah, there's a real shift from all about us to all about him.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Praise God. Wonderful. Okay, let's sing that last verse.
Once I hoped in Jesus, and now I know he's mine. Once my lamps were dying, now they brightly shine. Once for death I waited, now his coming hail. And my hopes are anchored, safe within the veil. All in all, forever, Jesus will I see. Everything in Jesus, and Jesus everything.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus everything. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All in all in all, a strength in time of weariness, light where shadows fall. All in all in all, Jesus is my all in all. In time of need, no other so dear, he is my all in all, all in all. He hears me though I whisper, to help me he is near.